thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." The title of this message is Sending My Messenger from Malachi chapter 3. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, Adonai Elohim, we come to you, Father God, that you will bless every person who hears and heed this message, Father God. This is a message that you have given me, Father God, to share with people around the world, Heavenly Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I pray that your anointing, your blessing will be upon me as I speak your word, Heavenly Father God. Give me the words to say, Father God, that may will bring life and peace and joy and righteousness to those who obey your word and listen to you, Father God, by reading your word, the Holy Bible. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, Adonai, we come to you, Heavenly Father God, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, to have mercy upon us, forgive us for all sins that we committed, known and unknown, Heavenly Father God. We pray that your mercy be upon us, Father God, and just guide and direct and lead us in these trying and hard times that we're going through. Father God, I pray that you have mercy upon us. And Father God, I just ask that every person who hears this message is listening today, that you would just give them courage and boldness and bless them, give them strength, and Father God, help them to realize that without you, we are nothing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask and pray and thank you. Amen. Turn to your Holy Bible to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi is in the Old Testament. It's the last book of the Old Testament if you're reading from a King James Version or a New King James Bible Version. And I'm going to start with verses 1 and continue on. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." We see here from the verses in the beginning of Malachi chapter 3 that the Lord God Adonai Elohim is going to send his messenger. And that messenger will prepare a way before the Almighty God. And continue on in Malachi chapter 3 verse 3. "He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." These verses mean that when God, Almighty God, will come, he will refine and purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. Why? It says, because they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. We must be purified and refined before the Lord God before we can even offer any sacrifices of praises and righteousness unto him. Continuing on in Malachi chapter 3 verse 4, "Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts." These verses are indicating that people, believe it or not, are going to exploit wage earners and in widows and orphans. They are going to turn against aliens. In the complete Jewish Bible, in those verses, it says, "Then I will approach you for judgment, and I will be quick to witness against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who take advantage of wage earners, widows, and orphans, against those who rob the foreigner of his rights and don't fear me, says Adonai to Zavot. Going back to the King James, New King James Version, it says here in verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return?" Verses 6 and 7 are talking about that, first of all, the Lord God does not change. And also, the people have stopped obeying God's statutes and laws and ordinances. They have not kept them. God said to the people there and us today, return to Him, and Almighty God, the Lord, will return to us. But like they said back then and saying today, people are saying, in what way shall we return to you, Heavenly Father God? That's what people are asking God today. In what way shall they return? Continue on at verse 8. "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation." And those verses 8 and 9 is talking about God is asking those ones, will a man rob God? God is saying, would you rob me? And then God turns around and answers his own question, yet you have robbed me. And the people are asking God, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. It says there the whole nation has robbed God because they did not give tithes and offerings. Back in those days, the tithes and offering was agricultural. It was cattle. It was land. It was fruits. It was vegetables. Let's go to the Complete Jewish Bible and read verses 8 and 9. "Can a person rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how have we robbed you? In tents and voluntary contributions. A curse is on you, on your whole nation, because you robbed me." In other words, the whole nation, it says in verse 9, is going to be cursed. The whole nation is going to be cursed because they have robbed God. And the tithes and offerings back in the biblical days are the same for the day. They are to help people in the congregation. It says in verse 7, "Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances. You have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, in what way shall we return?" Now it says here in verse 5 that against those, God is going to be against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. That's the latter part of verse 5, Malachi chapter 3. In other words, we give our tithes and offerings to help the widow, help the orphans, help the alien, help those who don't make as much money as someone else. We are supposed to pull all our resources together and help those who are in need. Let's continue on reading verse 10 in Malachi chapter 3. "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now at this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." Let's read those verses in the Complete Jewish Bible. Going to verse 10 and 11, the Complete Jewish Bible. "Bring the whole tenth into the storehouse, so that there will be food in my house, and put me to the test, says Adonai to Zavot. See if I will open for you the floodgates of heaven and pour out for you a blessing far beyond your needs." In verse 11 in the Complete Jewish Bible of Malachi chapter 3, "For your sakes I will forbid the devourer to destroy the yield from your soil, and your vine will not lose its fruit before harvest time, says Adonai to Zavot." So we see here by reading God's word, the Bible, in the New King James Bible, verses 9 and 10, it says that the people are going to be cursed. The whole nation is going to be cursed because they did not bring their tithes and offerings in the storehouse. When you bring something in the storehouse, you are preserving it for everyone. It says in verse 10 that they may be food in my house, in God's house, and try me now in this. It says in verse 10, says the Lord of hosts, that when they bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, God's house, and try me, God is saying, try him now in this, says the Lord of hosts. And then it goes on to say, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. In other words, we as a nation are supposed to be following God's ordinances and statutes and laws and commandments, bringing our tithes and offerings into the storehouse of God, so that there may be food in God's house for everyone who needs it to come in and take what they need, food, clothing, and shelter, to help the widow, the orphans, the ones who don't make as much money. We're living in hard economical times right now. Things are going to be happening upon the earth that no one's ever seen in their entire lifetime. It's already starting. So we as Christians, believers, followers, trusting in the Lord God, faithful servants of the Lord, need to be bringing into God's house to help people who are in need. Let's continue on with Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, for that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. We see here these verses that the Lord God will protect us, provide for us, guide and direct and lead us. The land will be called delightful. The nation will be blessed if we obey his word, follow his statutes, follow his commandments, be a doer of the word. If we help the poor and the alien, we help the ones who are hungry, those who are in economical hardship times, we are supposed to help that person. When we see a brother or sister in need, we need to reach out to that brother or sister. Doesn't have to be part of a clique or part of a club, but we love them with the love of Jesus Christ that he had for us and shed his blood for us. Visit us on our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com. I want to end with prayer by saying, dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, I pray, Heavenly Father God, that all who listens to this message will be blessed beyond measure, that favor of God will be surrounding that person. I pray, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, that your power and presence and anointing will be upon all those who hear and heed this message. Father God, I know that Jesus Christ is coming back again soon. I pray that those who hear this message will prepare themselves by praying and fasting and by getting into the Word of God and being a doer of the Word. And Father God, we love you and ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen.